A recent deadly terrorist attack in the Indian administrated region of Kashmir has reignited tensions between India and Pakistan, pushing their long-standing conflict into a potentially more volatile phase. The terrorist attack, which left several people dead, triggered widespread public anger in India and calls for strong retaliatory measures. The Indian government responded swiftly by suspending parts of the Indus Waters Treaty, a landmark agreement signed in 1960 under the auspices of the World Bank to regulate water sharing between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. In what is seen as a significant escalation, New Delhi stated it would no longer be obligated to share flood-related data with Pakistan or release minimum water flows during dry seasons. Although the suspension is not expected to immediately disrupt water flow to Pakistan due to the country's limited water storage capacity, analysts warn of serious long-term consequences. Agricultural experts fear instability in Pakistan's farming sector, which relies heavily on a predictable water supply. In this regard, the director of production at Pakistan's Agricultural Research Center told Reuters, "This treaty is the backbone of our agriculture. India's decision puts the future of our farming at risk. If water flow becomes irregular, the entire system will suffer, especially for crops dependent on irrigation, such as wheat, rice, and sugarcane. Yields may drop, costs may rise, food prices would soar, and the small farmers will be the hardest hit." The roots of the conflict trace back to 1947, when the state of Kashmir was controversially annexed to India despite its Muslim majority, sparking the first war between the two countries. Although a UN resolution in 1948 called for a referendum in Kashmir, it was never implemented. Since then, Kashmir has remained a flashpoint, with three wars fought over the territory. While both countries control parts of Kashmir, each claims the region in its entirety. India accuses Pakistan of supporting terrorism in Kashmir, while Pakistan denies the allegations, asserting that the resistance comes from within Kashmir itself. Public unrest has grown in Kashmir following the latest attacks and subsequent Indian military actions. Protesters have taken to the streets condemning the violence, while many local businesses, private schools, and markets have shut down. A tense calm prevails, with residents fearing that ongoing attacks could deter tourism and severely impact the local economy. The situation is further inflamed by calls from Indian media and members of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party for military retaliation. In a statement, a former policy advisor to India's Ministry of External Affairs said, "India's response reflects the government's anger. The Water Treaty decision will impose real costs on Pakistan." What makes this new episode particularly dangerous is that water disputes could turn geopolitical rivalry into existential confrontation. Unlike traditional border clashes, conflicts over critical resources such as water have deeper, longer-term implications. Without immediate international mediation or renewed diplomatic talks, the risk of military confrontation and humanitarian crisis in South Asia continues to rise. Though a full-scale war remains unlikely due to nuclear deterrence, Persistent hostilities could lead to limited armed clashes, economic disruption, and regional instability. With Pakistan calling the suspension of the treaty a declaration of war, the specter of the conflict between the two nuclear states casts a dark shadow over the region's future.